God says now, and I'm going to drop down to verse 12, "And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only ye heard a voice." That's so important to see. The Lord Jesus made it clear, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that means these people were never to have any likeness of God whatsoever. Now the Lord Jesus became a man, but there's not a description given to him anywhere. Now you're really going to think I'm a square now if you haven't already come to that conclusion. But I do not believe in pictures of Jesus. I know that there are some very sweet and pious folk, they say to me, "Oh, Dr. McGee, a picture just helps me to worship him." Well, my friend, that is strange indeed. The old Scotch commentator said, "Men never paint a picture of Jesus until they lose the presence of him in their hearts." We need to get him in our hearts today, not in color on canvas. These are tremendous truths God's putting down here, and they're eternal truths, by the way. Now, I'm going to drop down again. Oh, this is all rich, but you must remember this is given to the nation Israel in that day, and they're great principles that carry over for us, because, after all, truth is eternal. Verse 24, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Now listen to him. "When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed, and the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you." Now that nation is still a witness to the world. They're scattered today over the world. Why? Because they did the thing God forbade them to do. And I know somebody's going to say, "Well, they're back in that land, and they're a nation now, aren't they?" Yes, but aren't they in trouble? And don't try to tell me that they are there because it's fulfillment of prophecy. My friend, when God brings them into that land, they won't be having the trouble they're having today. He didn't bring them there today. I'm confident of that. That was not done through his leading, and there's no great turning to God. If there was, there'd be blessing upon these people in that land today. Now, I think these things need to be said, even those of us who believe in prophecy, just so enjoy to be able to point and say, "Well, this is a fulfillment of prophecy." Don't point to that land and say you're seeing fulfillment of prophecy. You are not, my friend, other than the judgment is upon this nation because they've turned their back upon God, and the judgment will come upon any people. They are a lesson to us, by the way.